Governor Doyle spoke at the State Education Convention in Milwaukee. He said that over the long term, a good school system will help Wisconsin's economic strength. But for the next 2 years, the state faces a projected $3 billion deficit. Doyle says schools will feel some of the pain.
I would love to stand in front of you today and say that you are not going to be affected by the budget decisions that have to be made. But I can't make that promise to you. Given the scope of this problem that I've been handed, it would be dishonest for me to say that. Schools are going to have to be part of the solution.
Still, Doyle says he'll do everything he can to protect education. Doyle says he'll be more specific when he releases his budget package in a few weeks. He does say that any large reform of the state education financing system will have to be part of a broader discussion later on. The governor's lack of leaks about education cuts leaves others trying to connect the dots. Ken Cole of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards contends that one of the net results for education will probably be an increase in some class sizes.
That will be troubling because we struggled a lot of years to get to the levels we are now, and we know that that impacts on student achievement. But I think that we're hoping that, you know, in essence, we can do more with less.
Local property tax increases could offset some of any state funding cut, but Cole says a significant property tax hike is not a popular option with most school board members. Governor Doyle says any decision to increase class sizes would come at the local level. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.